Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
Have you ever blocked a family member on social media? A new survey says that 54% of us have blocked a family member on Facebook. Now, I'm not sure for the other social media apps, but on Facebook alone, 54% of people have blocked a family member. Have you done that before, Jennifer? Good morning.
Good morning.
Who did you block?
Yes, I have. I blocked my sister.
Why did you block your sister?
Oh, she spent some time in a state facility for convicts.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And she, when she got out, she posted a lot of information about that. So it was just drama. We took care of it. I took care of it.
Now, do you see her ever?
No.
No. Okay. So it's not like you have to see her after the fact, like, oh, sorry, I blocked you, but here, have some pie. You know, we're at a family function.
Yes. Yeah.
Just completely blocked from your life. Who else has blocked a family member? And thank you for calling, Jennifer. And why did you block them? What was the reason behind it? Have you ever blocked a family member?
I have not. My Facebook activities, I'm not too active on Facebook. I mean, I go in there to wish people happy birthday, and I do post on Facebook. But as far as interacting with family, I could even tell you who I'm friends with as far as family on Facebook. I'm more of an Instagram, Twitter person. Now, on Instagram, I've never had an issue with family. My family is actually kind of scaled back on posting, so there's no issues with the immediate family. I'm trying to be the last person I did, and I have blocked people. And the last person I blocked was someone that I'm assuming they still listen to this radio show, and they live out of state on the East Coast, and they came at me hard one time, really, really hard. And I'm like, you know what? Enough. I don't need this. Block out of my life. I don't need that kind of hate coming my way.
Well, so was it someone you knew?
Yes. Yes.
Someone you knew came at you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll put the... I'll
see, oh, you don't have to. It's
no,
okay.
No.
I'm glad you blocked them, first of all, but like... seriously?
Yep. Yeah. This person lives on the East Coast and they were visiting and talked about trying to connect. And I would love to meet you, try to connect. And I legitimately had a nonstop day. Just my day was completely full. We couldn't make it happen. Next day, the hate that came from this person.
No way.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I just wrote back and I'm like, dude, sorry. I had a full day. Well, there's nothing I could do.
Yeah.
And then blocked and have not heard from that person. Because they're blocked.
Because you blocked them.
It's been probably about a year, I would say.
Oh, you never told me this.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
They came in hot.
Oh my gosh. I'm curious what they said, but that's really rude. Like, oh my gosh. Now I feel like to stand in solidarity, I should block also, but I have not. I have not. Who else has blocked a family member? Let's talk to Marianne. Marianne, why did you block a family member? And who was it?
I blocked my stepson that has been in my life since he was 6 and he's now 30. Because he was toxic and he was posting horrible things about my wife. He also abandoned his 3 kids. And in order for me to have a relationship with my grandchildren, I had to cut off relationships with him.
Oh man. Yeah. And that just, it hurts. But at the same time, I get it. Like you don't need that in your life. And if you, like you said, you want to establish a relationship with your grandkids, you got to make sure you do what you have to do. And that's too bad.
Have you ever blocked someone, a family member?
Not a family member. I have unfriended a family member, but I did not block them. I just was like, enough. And it's all, you know, I respect people that are into politics. And I agree to disagree, but the stuff that was being posted by this family member was just straight, flat out hateful. And I was like, done. And I just unfriended. And it's not on my side of the family. I'll just leave it as that. It's on the other side. It was one of my husband's relatives. And he did the same thing. He did the same thing. He unfriended him. And we have had to see him. And he knows that we unfriended him. And it's very awkward. It's like, hello, how are you? Okay. It was just, it was hateful stuff.
Still posting hate, are you?
I don't
even
care.
Good for you. Yeah, you don't need that. I mean, but have your views, but you start spewing hate at people, out of here.
It's just so funny because within the last year, we saw the person and I was just like, oh gosh, here we go. It's so awkward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.